Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, and our new friend, Danielle Hernandez. Welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
We are recording today on Earth Day. I just want to play this clip real quick and get your response to our president, Joe Biden, on Earth Day.
Despite the overwhelming devastation in red and blue states, there's still those who deny climate is in crisis. Our MAGA Republican friends don't seem to think it's in crisis. They actually want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, which provides the funding for a vast majority of these projects, and roll back clean air protections for clean air and clean water. And I'm not going to go into it now, but I'm not making it up. It's real. Just listen to what they say. Anyone in or out of government who willfully denies the impacts of climate change is condemning the American people to a very dangerous future and the world, I might add. They want to take us backwards, sideline our workers, let China and others lead the race for clean energy. I'm determined, absolutely determined, that we move forward.
All right. Now, before you respond to that, since when is China leading clean energy? Aren't they building a coal-fired plant every other week?
Yeah, they and the Russians create more pollution than any other countries in the world. And so he's suddenly elevating them, saying that we're falling behind. The truth is that while we're shutting down coal-fired power plants, saying that they're unclean, by the way, we've cleaned them up dramatically, but the Chinese are opening coal-fired power plants. So if the climate change is real, as he says, then China's going to do us in, even if we did everything perfectly ourselves, because now their economy is equal to ours, and they put a lot more pollution into the air than anyone else. I've been to Russia. I've seen the pollution that they put out. They've got massive fields of oil standing there in lakes, huge lakes. I tell people, if you had a lake of oil that big in Lee County, we'd be carrying the stuff off in the middle of the night with 5-gallon cans, selling it to the refineries. They can't even do that. If President Biden would fly around, starting pretty well in Indonesia, up through Thailand, across Bangladesh, into India, he would see the pollution over there that a lot of times you can't even see the sun in the daylight. I've flown there myself in my small plane, and so I see that. But, you know, the whole deal that the global warming is going to melt the ice caps and we're going to flood the cities and the coastlands. I landed at the lowest place on Earth. That's a place called Cassidy National, about 900 miles south out of Honolulu. And it is literally either at sea level or a foot below sea level. So I asked the people when I landed there, the runways weren't covered with water. I asked them, do you ever see the sea level rising here? They said, well, the sea never rises. I mean, they were aghast that I was even asking the question. And so all of these things that we're supposed to see don't occur, and yet we're blamed for not believing it. I think that the same people who say that men can just magically make themselves women, they can give birth to children, whatever it is that the Democrats are saying, the same sort of stuff they're saying about global warming, and they can't explain how come that the Kiribati Islands haven't flooded. Even the president went to the point of going over to Fiji and buying land so that when they flooded, the population could escape and live in Fiji. They still live in Kiribati. I mean, so that was decades ago. And so you have to ask, sir, when do we start seeing all these signs come to fruition instead of just your words of what's going to happen?
We do have to talk about what's going on here in New Mexico, and the governor is calling a special session. Tell us your thoughts.
My thought is that it's surely more political theater. She says at one point she recognizes she doesn't have the votes to pass these measures. She declares that she's going to come back in the 60-day session, and that's next January, and really hammer it hard. But she also wanted to delay it long enough to let the Democrats get through their primary so that they wouldn't have that conflict and they wouldn't have to confuse people with their votes. So everything is just a joke when Democrats get a hold of it. I want you to listen to Rod Montoya. He's the new leader of the House Republicans, and Senator Greg Baca. He's the Republican leader in the Senate. So listen as they talk about what their thoughts are concerning the upcoming special session.
We'll see whether or not we're seriously going to address crime and public safety, or if the bills that end up ending up on the call are nothing more than political campaign pieces.
It's always contention within the roundhouse. We have been unable in the past to settle those issues in 60 days. What makes us think that we're going to be able to deal with that in just a few days? And even if we do, what work product are we going to put out in those few days where it hasn't been vetted, refined, and looked over by experts to give us some real solutions to these problems?
So in addition to all of that, House Republican Representative Gail Armstrong from Magdalena said in the special session that this reflects our lack of leadership. She said that there were a lot of public safety bills in the 30-day session. She then asked, why couldn't we have prioritized them then? Why didn't Democrats prioritize it despite having a majority during the previous legislative session?
They don't want to do anything about crime because a lot of their base, a lot of the core Democrat voters, think that the police should be defunded. A lot of the core Democrat voters believe that criminals should be out, but somehow they've been disadvantaged. And so she couldn't address them during the 30-day session because then she doesn't have the kind of grandstand that she'll have in the special day session. She's just wanting to fool the IRS that doesn't pay a lot of attention. Oh, yeah, taking care of that crime problem. That's what she's hoping is going to occur. But Craig Brandt, I think he echoed the sentiments of Representative Armstrong. He said that special sessions are intended to deal with issues that the legislature couldn't tackle during a regular session. And he questions why the governor was waiting until July. If public safety is such a pressing issue, so you get a couple of questions there that they had a chance to deal with it. Special sessions are for things that kind of pop up out of the blue. Well, crime didn't pop up out of the blue, and the Democrat response to crime didn't pop up out of the blue. And so Senator Brandt goes on to say, we had 30 days to deal with this. Now we're going to get it done in 2 or 3 days. He's throwing out the rhetorical question. But I think probably the more important thing that Craig says is the unintended consequences. When you rush these bills through, like they're going to have a 2-day session, you really don't think about them as much. You don't think about all the things that will come up as a result of these bills. And he points out, and I've seen the same thing, that sometimes a year later, 2 years, 5 years later, you start running into problems because of legislation that was passed. All of these things just indicate that the governor is just going for political show. I'll repeat it, but she says she doesn't have the votes. Then the only thing for is for the public to somehow believe that suddenly she's got really strong on crime. The truth is, Republicans are the ones who are strong on crime. If you want something different than what you've got right now in your public safety and the safety of your kids on the streets going to school, if you want something different, you're going to have to vote Republican. Nobody's criticizing her for not tackling crime in the 30-day session. None of them is saying she should have done better. They all just fall in line and play along. So folks, just quit believing the theater and start voting for Republicans.
They're literally creating the problem, and then they're trying to present us with a solution. It's basically insanity.
Yeah, there was a nurse a while back from the southern part of Lee County. They kept noticing that that nurse kept saving people's lives, and they wanted to give him, he was a male nurse, they wanted to give him some sort of an award. And then they got to looking closer, and he was giving them medications that put these senior patients into a medical crisis. And then he came in and administered something to save them. The problem was that he lost a couple of them. He was not able to save them, and so he got charged for murder. Well, that's basically what the Democrats are doing. I think, Danielle, you pointed out very well. They create a problem, and then they want the people only to see that it looks like they're solving the problem. If they hadn't been in office, they wouldn't have been able to create it anyway. So again, vote Republican, quit putting Democrats into office because they play these kind of games.
Hey, in the words of President Biden, we're not making this up. It's real.
There is some trouble in the marijuana industry here in New Mexico. We'll talk about that and more in just a moment on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico. The news source Marijuana Movement is reporting that Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governor of New Mexico, spoke with the head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security this week and expressed concern about a recent surge of Border Patrol seizures of marijuana from state-licensed businesses. The top Biden official reiterated that federal cannabis laws haven't changed, indicating that the seizures will continue. In other words, marijuana is still illegal on a federal level, even though it's legal in New Mexico. This is putting licensed New Mexico distributors in a bad situation.
This is typical. The Democrats pass a bill that they haven't thought all the way through. They create 1,800 licensed businesses with no protection. And so now people are going to lose a lot of investment. A lot of these small businesses have put $1 million into these. I think in Colorado, they've only got something like 400 distributors. Here, they've got 1,800. It doesn't make any sense at all. Colorado's got a lot more population. And so to me, I want to point out the lunacy of what the governor did. And she put these distributors in a position to have their products taken away from them by the federal government because it's still against the law. And so we can even compare it to her deal on the Second Amendment. She didn't have to listen to the Constitution. She doesn't have to read the federal law. I'm sorry, but these 1,800 distributors that are having their products taken away from them, they got to listen to the federal government. And so her arrogance has put us in a horrible position.
I read on penonpost.com today that 137,000 immigrants have now crossed the border. That is almost 7% of the state's population that has tried to come across.
They've been intercepted, but that doesn't tell how many weren't intercepted because much of the southern border in New Mexico is little more than a barbed wire fence. Biden stopped building the wall that would have made it more difficult. And so if they interdicted 137,000, then how many did they not even see or catch? That's a bigger question. And again, I represented New Mexico in the U.S. Congress for 14 years, and it was very common that when the Border Patrol would put pressure in Arizona, it would force people over into New Mexico or over into California. Well, with Texas and Arizona ramping up the pressure at their borders to stop the illegal crossings, those folks are now being funneled across into New Mexico near El Paso. They're not going to try Texas because Texas says we're going to pick you up, we're going to send you back or prosecute you, whatever Texas is saying. So they're coming to the easy spot. Well, that's creating a lot of crime and a lot of potential. So Gerald Byers, the district attorney there in Doniana County, is giving the Border Patrol the word that he will prosecute these trafficking, the breaking and entering, the harboring a felon, extortion, all of these other severe violent offenses that he's saying that their communities in southern New Mexico are much less safe. He includes not only Las Cruces, but Sunland Park, Santa Teresa, and Opera. All of those are in that southern Doniana County right there bordering against El Paso, and it is a problem. And so thankfully, somebody is standing up.
It's like great news. So why isn't our governor calling a special session to address this?
Well, again, it's her party that wants the open border. So if she were to call a special session, instead of getting votes like she's hoping to get by saying she's suddenly tough on crime, she would lose votes if she said, I'm going to call a special session to see that this border gets closed up and that we start protecting American citizens again. Your basic Democrat activist, your Democrat liberal is going to want that border open. And so she would lose votes if she actually called a session. But your question is the one that every voter should be asking. Why is she doing nothing about the border? Now, the Texas governor is doing something about his border. The Arizona governor is doing something about their border. So why is MLG silent when the rest of the states are trying to protect their people?
I saw earlier today on MSN.com that they stated vulnerable House Dems do a U-turn on illegal immigration after calling crisis non-existent threat. This is huge. They mentioned Gabe Vasquez as one of the congressmen doing one of those U-turns. I want to remind people that Congressman Gabe Vasquez had lashed out at former President Trump in 2018 and insisted that the ideas of sending the military to quell a non-existent threat is beyond stupid. In addition to the November 2020 post on Twitter, which is now known as X, Gabe Vasquez responded to one social media user who called for the abolition of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, and Customs and Border Protections by writing, "The only ICE we need to be melting." Representative Vasquez is on the list of vulnerable Democrats. Just this week, him and other Democrat congressional representatives voted against the End the Border Catastrophe Act, the Republican border bill, and here's what they voted against: restarting building the border wall, ending catch and release, implementing Remain in Mexico, deploying technology to the southern and northern border, increasing the number of Border Patrol agents, strengthening the asylum process, reimbursing states for costs incurred while securing the border. These are all bills that were voted against.
I think that it's noteworthy that he voted against increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. And actually, it was going to strengthen the asylum process. That's what Democrats claim that they want to do. And yet here's Gabe Vasquez voting against it because he's afraid of offending his base. The truth is, he is a Democrat, and Democrats want to keep that border open. So anything that would close it, that border wall, ending catch and release, Democrats are going to be against it. So again, folks, you want something different, you're going to have to vote against Gabe Vasquez and against all the other Democrats because they want an open border. I mean, there's 6 or 8 billion people in the world. How can this nation provide jobs for everybody in the world? How can this nation provide health care for everybody in the world? How can this nation provide welfare for everybody in the world? The truth is that they're going to flood the system with so many people that they don't have jobs. They end up on government assistance, and we simply break the nation's prosperity in trying to solve the problems that came by letting millions of people into this country. And that's exactly what they're doing.
I couldn't agree with you more. Our number one priority needs to be to protect our border. We have America first.
You know, Vasquez is not by himself. Stansbury and Ledger, Fernandez, the other two congressional representatives from New Mexico, none of them want to end the border crisis. And so when it gets time to get tough on border security, they shy away because it's not what the Democrat Party wants. So vote against all three, Vasquez, Stansbury, and Ledger Fernandez. If you want that border closed, and if you want someone that's tougher on crime, you're going to have to vote for someone different.
You are listening to Danielle Hernandez and the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. This is Inside New Mexico, and we'll be right back.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. We're talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, and Danielle Hernandez. Danielle?
All over the news right now is the TikTok ban, and it's been stated that it is inevitable after the House overwhelmingly passes the bill forcing sell. Have you heard about that?
I have, and it's Democrats and Republicans, which kind of surprises me because Democrats are basically in bed with the big social media giants. Zuckerberg is funding Democrat-leaning secretaries of state and Democrat county clerks. He's going in trying to destroy the voting integrity of different states. Jeff Bezos of Amazon is definitely helping Democrats. George Soros, the guy that wants to be a trillionaire by breaking the U.S. economy, funds Democrat perspectives. He's up in his 80s, but his son is taking over that organization and says that I'll be even worse than my father when it comes to supporting creating chaos in the world. So understand that seeing the Democrats vote against TikTok tells me that they are extremely worried about the election this fall. They see they're running behind and they're trying to act like Republicans. If they get the majority, then they're going to start acting like Democrats again. So folks, just don't fall for it. Understand that it's a game that they play and know that it's Republicans who want to protect this country. This idea that TikTok is basically a spying tool has been well documented. So anybody who uses TikTok, the Chinese are mining information off these platforms and then using it to destroy this country and our economy. They use it to create more jobs in China and take away jobs from the U.S. So that's the question that's going around. I know it's a popular social media site. I know a lot of people use it. I've posted on it. But at the end of the day, our secret agencies, the ones who watch for those things going on in the world that are harmful, they're warning us that China is using this as a spying tool.
I agree with you. And people are worried about how popular TikTok is, how China owns it, how it's causing people to be addicted to our phones, which are also made in China. But we are all susceptible to misinformation. It doesn't matter what app we're using. People are claiming that TikTok is this powerful tool used for spreading misinformation. But I would like to say Facebook has just as much misinformation, but it's just boring. How are you supposed to get behind conspiracy theories if you can't pop and lock to it?
I saw where Title IX, which was supposed to protect women in school sports, and what they're doing to Title IX now is actually more devastating to women than it is to men.
I agree with you. This new rewrite is going to affect not only women and girls substantially, but in this rewrite, it basically states that sex is now equivalent to gender identity. That means that men can now take academic and athletic scholarships from women. The Biden administration is basically saying all are welcome except for women. This is the most anti-women administration. Men can now have full access to women's bathrooms and locker rooms. Men can be housed in women's dorms. But the worst part is that all women and faculty members alike are going to be forced. They're going to be forced to use preferred pronouns. It will be considered sexual harassment if you do not use preferred pronouns for these individuals. The rewrite undermines all the original efforts of Title IX. It is more important now than ever for us women and girls to speak up against this unlawful rewrite of Title IX. And to the Biden administration, thank you for showing us that you do not stand with women or girls and that you don't care about all of the hard work that us as women have put in to fight for our rights. This is not a battle of red versus blue, but really sane versus insane, or like Riley Gaines has stated, moral versus evil. You have to vote Republican up and down that ballot in November. Your rights have never been more at stake.
Yeah, I watched my wife in our company. We ran the company together. She ran one part, I ran the other part. And I don't know anyone, male or female, who could have done what she did. A couple of years ago, I was going through and discarding all the records that were over 7 years old, which is all the IRS requires. And there were over 100 boxes of invoices that she had done over the 12 or 13 years that we were in business. She and a small group just continually worked and did an amazing job. Then when I ran for Congress, I had to find somebody that could manage the company. So I looked to a female to take my operations. Later, we sold the company to a large international company, and she became not only the store manager here, but she became the regional director. So that's what I see women are capable of. And yet the Biden administration is saying they're going to take all the rights away from them in Title IX. Title IX was supposed to protect the women. And now he says, if you think you're a woman, you're going to get all their scholarships. If you're faster, if you're bigger, it's just a pathetic demonstration of where the Democrat Party is today.
The Democrats have become radically anti-American, in my opinion.
You saw this last week where they were out on the bridge there in New York. They were blocking the bridge and they burned that American flag, chanting death to America. We've got that one clip of the guy teaching them, and they are then chanting, these Democrats in the room are chanting death to America.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever. All right. Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say marg bar.
Marg bar.
Marg bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings depending on the gesture. It can mean death to or down with. So,
can we get a Marg Bar Amrita?
We can get a Marg Bar Amrita. Yes, we can.
Marg Bar Amrita!
Marg Bar Amrita!
Marg Bar Amrita! Marg Bar Amrita!
Thank you.
I just can't conceive of that. It shows you how that the Democrat Party is aligned today. You know, Stalin used to say that the people who would chant death to America would be the useful idiots. He was, of course, referring to the same sort of people in Russia, the ones who helped him get into power. Castro, he also referred to the people who helped put him into power as that they were useful idiots. They didn't realize that as soon as he took power, they'd be put to death the same as everybody else. And so these folks chanting death to America, they're simply useful idiots to the people who are trying to collapse America.
Hey, and if that's not bad enough, at a leftist pro-Hamas protest in New York, demonstrators burned. They burned an American flag while waving a Hezbollah flag and chanting death to America. My thoughts are, if you don't love America, if you don't want to honor our flag, leave our country. I'm proud to be a U.S. citizen, and I'm proud of what our flag represents. If that's not bad enough, I read an article on MSN.com that had stated Democrats refuse to condemn or even comment on protests of them burning the American flag. How awful is that?
Yeah, I've seen that many times. What happens is your staffers hover around. And so as the press starts to ask something that's going to put you in a bad position, they'll simply grab your arm and pull you off to somewhere. That was exactly what's going on here with these three Democrats, Representative Ayanna Pressley, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Katie Porter. They were intercepted by a reporter asking if they supported such protest or if they condemned the burning of the flags or if they had a problem with the chants, "Death to America." And instead, the staffers whisked them away to keep them out of the line of questions. You know, the American people, I think, are waking up. You see folks to the Republican Party. They're understanding that the Democrat Party has left them. And so these are all examples that we've given through the program today of just how radical the Democrat Party has become. So, folks, as we wrap up today's program, I just would remind you, if you want something different, if you want a different outcome, you're going to have to vote different. You're going to have to vote Republican. For me, Steve Pierce, and a special guest week after week, Danielle Hernandez, we invite you to be with us next week. There's so much going on every week. I can't wait to see what we have to talk about next week. But thanks for listening. Keep focused, because this is a tough time for the country, but Americans always do the right thing. So join up, vote Republican.
Thank you, Steve Pierce, chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. And folks, if you've been listening to the program and would like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, there are several ways to do that. One is check out the website at newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is at New Mexico GOP. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. Our thanks to the radio stations around New Mexico that broadcast this program to their communities. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill. We look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week on Inside New Mexico.